Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building our prayer lives. We've begun looking at the prayers of the Apostle Paul. We're looking at his prayers recorded for us in Scripture. I urge you to learn the prayers of Paul because these prayers are already inspired by the Holy Spirit, and they are a great help in learning how to pray, how to form our own prayers. One of the things we'll note in Paul's prayers is an emphasis on the spiritual maturity of those for whom he's praying. In Ephesians chapter 1, we saw his great prayer in verses 16 through 19, in which he prays that God would give to believers the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of our hearts enlightened. In other words, Paul's praying that Christians would have greater spiritual understanding. We'll find a similar emphasis in his great prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19, and I'll read that prayer now. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Again, note the emphasis in Paul's prayer. His prayer is for the spiritual maturity of believers. And he prays for both spiritual understanding and spiritual strength. He begins his prayer by praying that God would, according to the riches of his glory, grant you to be strengthened with power through the Holy Spirit in your innermost being. So he's praying for their spiritual strength. He goes on to pray that Christians would be rooted and grounded in love. We get the image of a tree with a strong, healthy root system, a tree that is strong and fruitful, rooted and grounded in love. He goes on to pray that you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. And he continues, in order that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So again, he's praying for spiritual maturity, spiritual strength, spiritual understanding. And there's a special emphasis on our being able to comprehend the greatness, the vastness of the love of God, the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And note his emphasis here. If we're to be filled with all the fullness of God, we must be filled with the love of Christ, the love of Jesus Christ that surpasses knowledge. And I think this is perhaps the greatest mark of spiritual maturity for a Christian, to be filled with the love of Christ. Would you join me today as we use Paul's prayer as a model and pray these words for ourselves? Father, we come today in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask that you would please, Lord, according to the riches of your glory, cause us to be strengthened with power through your Holy Spirit in our innermost being. And would you enable us to comprehend, Lord, the vastness of the love of Jesus Christ that surpasses knowledge, that his love would so fill us that we would be filled with all of your fullness, and we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.